Welcome back to the Verizon Yankees postgame show. I'm Pat Boyle. Think you have the postgame to make the postgame? Hit us up on X, Instagram, and Facebook at WFAN660 with your take on all the action, and we'll read the best post about today's game against the Cubs right here during Yankees postgame on The Fan. We will have Emmanuel's clubhouse report coming up in a matter of moments, and we'll still have Aaron Boone's full thoughts on the way, but it's time for Yankees Rewind, all of the highlights from this final game before the All-Star break. So first pitch was at 1:39 p.m., another great Sunday summer afternoon, 81 degrees, partly sunny, in front of a crowd that wound up being 45,435. And it was Will Warren getting his 20th start on the year, looking to make it back-to-back solid performances, coming in with an ERA of 4.70, but 111 strikeouts and a couple of double-digit strikeout performances this year. Well, it was a decent start from Will Warren today. He ended up working into the sixth inning, but he ran into some trouble on the very first batter in the name of Michael Busch.
Warren comes home, driven in a deep right center field. Judge gives chase on the run, gives it a look. It's gone in the Yankee bullpen. Michael Busch stays red hot. He is sizzling hot. Last 3 weeks, the best hitter in baseball, and jumps on Will Warren to give the Cubs an early 1-0 lead.
Yeah, that was not hyperbole from Emmanuel Busch with his 19th home run of the year. How about this? In his last 15 games, he's got an OPS of over 1,200 and now 7 home runs to go with 14 RBIs. Again, that his 19th of the season. Warren would settle in shortly after that, though. He walked the All-Star Kyle Tucker, and then Seiya Suzuki had a base hit, so it looked like it could be a big first inning for the Cubs. But then he got the All-Star Pete Crow Armstrong to fly out deep into left field. And then a big one, an inning-ending double play against another hot-swinging bat, the catcher, Carson Kelly. So Yankees went up to bat for the first time in the bottom of the first, and Shota Imanaga, the lefty, making just his 12th start of the year, an ERA of 2.80. He was dominant right from the get-go. He struck out Paul Goldschmidt on that disappearing splitter. Then he got Cody Bellinger to fly out. Bellinger, the birthday boy today, he turned 30 years old. Remember, he had those three belly bombs back on Friday night in that dominant 11-0 win for the Yankees. And then Imanaga struck out Aaron Judge as well with the splitter. Went to the top of the second. It was another quite uncomfortable inning for Warren in that there was traffic right away on the base paths. Ian Happ got a base hit. Swanson lined out to right field. Nico Horner reached on a fielder's choice on a play that, you know, maybe Anthony Volpe, if he had fired the ball to first a little bit faster, it could have been a double play. Then Vidal Brujan got a single, and that brought up Busch with runners on base, and he sent another long fly ball to deep center field. This one, though, at the track where Aaron Judge would bring it in. Excuse me, where Bellinger would bring it in. We go to the bottom of the second, and it was Giancarlo Stanton to lead off against Imanaga, and he got a pitch that was a mistake, and he made no doubt about it.
Stanton flies it, deep right field, got a chance, Suzuki back near the wall, and that ball is gone, goodbye! Ah, Giancarlo Stanton, he sat on that one, levels it out to right field. Giancarlo Stanton heating up and ties this game at one.
That was today's electrifying drive of the game. Stanton's fourth home run of the season. It went 371 feet. Oppo Taco to right center field. It was 100 miles an hour off the bat. And the electrifying drive of the game was brought to you by Audi. Experience the fully electric Audi Q6 e-tron at your local tri-state Audi dealer today. Imanaga then walked Jazz Chisholm, who would later get thrown out trying to steal second base. He struck out Jason Dominguez looking and then got Volpe to fly out to quell the damage to just one, and that would be the only damage the Yankees would do all day. A 1-2-3 inning from Warren in the third. Imanaga, 1-2-3 inning as well. Back out for the top of the fourth. Will Warren gave up a single to Carson Kelly, so make that the third out of four innings that a Cubs runner got aboard to start the frame. Ian Happ walked, and again, it looked like the Cubs could be set for a big inning. Then Swanson lined out to right field, before Warren bared down, struck out Nico Horner, and got Vidal Brujan to ground out to end the inning. Imanaga came out against the heart of that Yankees lineup. Bellinger sent one to the track in right field, but it would be brought in, and then Imanaga struck out Judge and Stanton both looking. Splitter to Judge, fastball to Stanton. He was on his P's and Q's. Top of the fifth, only one batter in the inning, a Kyle Tucker walk. Other than that, Will Warren was really pitching nicely. Bottom of the fifth, Imanaga, another 1-2-3 inning. And then this is where we got to the turning point of the game here. Top of the sixth, Carson Kelly led off the inning with a double. Will Warren would face his final batter of the afternoon, Ian Happ, and he would get him to ground out to second. Quality at bat, though, from Happ, and move the runner over to third. And that prompted Aaron Boone to head out to the mound and go to the bullpen to bring in Ian Hamilton. Ian Hamilton would square off against Dansby Swanson, and just two pitches into the at-bat came our Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game.
0-1, Swanson, high fly ball, left field, deep. Dominguez back, on the run, at the wall, goodbye. Ian Hamilton comes out of the bullpen and greeted by Dansby Swanson.
0-1 slider, that was middle-middle, really a cement mixer, and Swanson made no mistake about it. 16th home run of the year out to left center field, and again, that's the Wendy's Yankees turning point of the game, Dansby Swanson's two-run home run in the top of the sixth. Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Tune into our flagship station, WFAN, tomorrow between 10 a.m. and 11 a.m. to correctly identify the Wendy's turning point of the game. You'll have a chance to win four Yankees tickets, courtesy of Wendy's, the official hamburger of the New York Yankees. Well, after that, Hamilton settled in. He struck out Nico Hoerner looking and Vidal Brujan swinging. We would go to the bottom of the sixth. Austin Wells, who turned 26 years old yesterday, didn't get a hit on his birthday, but he smashed the single to right field to start the inning. But then Oswald Peraza popped out, and Paul Goldschmidt grounded into a double play. That was the only other hit the Yankees would get today. We went to the top of the seventh inning. And that is where the Yankees went to Tim Hill, who started this inning about as dominantly as you could. He struck out Michael Busch. He struck out Kyle Tucker. And then Seiya Suzuki ripped a double to the wall in right center field. And then when the Cubs, if they ever needed some insurance, with Pete Crow Armstrong, the budding superstar at the plate, the all-star for the Cubs this year, they would get that insurance run right here.
Armstrong laces one behind the bag. Volpe turns around, throws to first. Not in time. Now the runner comes home, and he is safe. Suzuki scores the roller to second base. A close play at first, but safe was Armstrong, and Suzuki never stopped.
Yeah, an infield single up the middle. It was a tough play for Volpe. He gloved it on his forehand side behind the second base bag. Spun, throw. It was a good throw, but Pete Crow Armstrong just too fast. He beat it out, and Seiya Suzuki with some awesome base running, helped by the third base coach, Quentin Berry. He never broke stride, rounded third, and made a beeline for the plate. So that by the time Goldschmidt caught the ball at first, Suzuki was already more than halfway home. Goldschmidt fired a dart to the plate, but a great slide from Suzuki to avoid the tag. And that was an excellent play there from the Cubs to get that insurance run to make it 4-1. And that insurance run was brought to you by NJM. No jingles or mascots, just great insurance. NJM.com. Luke Weaver would come in and get Carson Kelly to fly out to end the inning. It was stretch time in the Bronx. Yankees, though, not really doing much damage in the bottom of the seventh. They would go quietly 1-2-3 against Imanaga, who got Bellinger, Judge, and Stanton again. With Stanton the only hit and the only RBI off Imanaga today from the middle of that order. Top of the eighth, it was Luke Weaver continuing on. He ran into some trouble. Dansby Swanson got a base hit. Matt Shaw, who came into the game, reached on a fielder's choice when Volpe decided to throw the ball to second on a ground ball instead of going to first to end the inning. But Weaver would get out of it, striking out Michael Busch, looking to end the inning. Bottom of the eighth, Yankees would finally get Imanaga out of the game as Drew Pomeranz, the lefty, came in. But he struck out Jazz Chisholm, which ended up being his last chance to extend his nine-game hitting streak. And then Dominguez grounded out, Volpe flied out. Top of the ninth, it was Devin Williams. He was dominant, a couple of strikeouts against the middle of the Cubs order. And then it was last licks for the Yanks in the bottom of the ninth. They would go up against the Cubs' budding superstar closer, Daniel Palencia, who was looking for his 12th save in 13 tries. A 1.62 ERA on the season and 38 strikeouts in just over 33 innings. Austin Wells would ground out to short. Ben Rice pinch hitting for Peraza. He would strike out swinging on a filthy slider. And that meant that the final out was down to Paul Goldschmidt.
Palencia's pitch swung on and hit in the air. Right field. On comes Suzuki, makes the catch. The ball game is over. And the Chicago Cubs take 2 out of 3 over the weekend. They beat the New York Yankees this afternoon by the final score of 4-1.
Time of the ballgame, a crisp 2 hours and 33 minutes. Palencia got his 12th save. Imanaga would get the win to go to 6-3 on the year. Will Warren takes the loss. He goes to 6-5. Cubs improved to 57-39, and for the time being, improved their lead in the NL Central to 1.5 games over Milwaukee. The Yankees fall to 53-43, and for the time being, they are 2.5 games behind the Toronto Blue Jays in the AL East. Yankees finish off the homestand 4-2 after that dominant start with the sweep over the Mariners. Anything you may have missed, we have Yankees Rewind. You can catch the segment on demand on the free Odyssey app anytime. It's Yankees Rewind on the free Odyssey app, right alongside station-wide Yankees coverage on our flagship WFAN.